You're gonna get your butt beat. Let's see, you're gonna be spanking, that's usually. Or whipping.
What's
it sounds
difference?
Horrible. There's no difference. Just whipping sounds cruel
whipping.
To me. It's just either one means a whack across the butt. I had a friend that used to, when we were little kids, his mother would always say, I want to box your ears. She never did it, but I always wanted to know what boxing your ears was. That's what she'd always tell me, I want to box your ears if you don't straighten up.
If a woman looked after three children until they're grown, you'd say she
raised them.
And if a woman's going to have a child, you'd say she's
pregnant or expecting.
Did people used to use the word pregnant when you were growing up? Or did that sound pretty bad?
If you want to know the honest truth, I never really heard anybody say anything about expecting a pregnant. In fact, I didn't know anything until I guess I was pretty close to being out of high school. As far as babies being born was concerned, that's something that was really, it wasn't a hush-hush around the house, but it was sort of taboo or something. You know, you don't, that's something I never really got that information from my mother, put it like that. She still is. She's very hard to get that out of. She is. She really is. Most of what I know, it really is. If Marianne wouldn't have been older than I was, I went to her, like after John and I got married and during my first pregnancy, I went to her with all my questions and everything. And if I did go to Mother, she'd listen, but she'd get kind of jittery if she was supposed to answer. And I still don't know whether it's because she wasn't sure if she knew what to tell me or if she just didn't like to talk about it. It's weird. She's not that kind of a person. She's not fruity or anything. She's always been like that. And so I don't really know whether her pregnant or... I guess probably pregnant would probably be the word.
That sounds okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, no.
Do you ever hear any other expressions for pregnant? Any joking or kind of crude expressions?
I'm sure I have, but I can't think of any.
Years ago, if they didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman they could send for...
It was a midwife.
Were there those around
here? Mm-hmm. I remember, I mean, I don't remember it, but I remember Mama talking about it, and she still does. She'll refer to it, you know, every once in a while, about a midwife. Somebody like so-and-so, you know, well, I guess I'll get a midwife over there or something. You know, it's always a big joke or something.
A child that's born to a woman that's not married is a...
Do you want to know the real term, the bastard?
Okay, is that a bastard
sound? Oh, that's a dirty word around here. I mean, it's something you're not supposed to use around the kids and all that kind of stuff, and I don't like the word myself.
Were there any nicer ways of referring to that?
There's not any one word. I mean, it's happened before. In the family, not on my side, of course, on John's side, but it was just, nobody knew how she came by that. Not that nobody knew, it was just sort of something that wasn't talked about. You know, how she came by having a son, but not a husband, and all this kind of stuff.
Do you ever hear it called a wood colt, or a bush child, or an outside child, anything?
No.
And your brother's son would be called your...
My nephew.
And he said, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
She's more loving.
Okay. And a child that's lost both parents is called a...
And a little orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after him.
And be his guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my...
My relatives are...